Section, Continuation and Completion of Revelation of Jesus Christ. Page 82. The Bride, the Lamb's Wife. And there came one of the seven angels which had had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit, and set me on a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her shining was like a most precious stone, as a crystal-like jasper stone, having a great and high wall, having 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names inscribed, which are those of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. On the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that spoke with me had a golden reed as a measure, that he might measure the city, and its gates, and its wall. And the city lies 4 square, and its length is as much as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 stadia. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured its wall, 144 cubits, a man's measure, that is, the angel's. And the building of its wall was jasper, and the city pure gold, like pure glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone, the first foundation, jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the 10th, chrysoprasus, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, amethyst, and the 12 gates, 12 pearls. Each one of the gates respectively was of one pearl, and the street of the city pure gold, as transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty is its temple, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of the sun, nor of the moon, that they should shine for it. For the glory of God has enlightened it, and the lamp thereof is the Lamb. And the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory to it. And its gates shall not be shut at all by day, for night shall not be there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations to it. And nothing common, nor that maketh an abomination and a lie, shall at all enter into it, but only those who are written in the book of life of the Lamb. This is the correlative of, Come here, and I will show thee the sentence of the harlot, Revelation 17:1. For next to the glory of God and his Christ, the glory of the bride is the theme of Scripture after the ascension of her risen head. But, it may be asked, why is the bride, both in the day of God and in the day of the Lord, spoken of and described as a city? The answer is that there is nothing known to man that so describes full corporate completeness as a city, and no city called holy but Jerusalem, Isaiah 52:1. Thy Maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, Isaiah 54:5. Thus we get expressed the marital and the corporate relationship of the earthly people. It is precisely the same in respect to the heavenly city, the holy city, New Jerusalem, Jerusalem which is above, Galatians 4:26, City of the Living God, Heavenly Jerusalem, Hebrews 12:22. The spectacle of the harlot took place in the desert, that of the bride on a great and high mountain. Both are seen in spirit. The harlot is seen as having the glory of man, the beast. The bride has the glory of God. The characteristic of the bride is that she is the light-bearer. Only here and in Philippians 2:15 is the word used. Like jasper, clear as crystal, the same stone that had indicated him that sat on the throne, Revelation 4:31, the stone representing Benjamin, son of the right hand, whose attribute is, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. The wall is great and high, 144 cubits, that's 216 feet. The city itself measuring 12,000 stadia of 600 feet, 136 miles in length, breadth, and height. If the last causes surprise, remember the canopy over the glory, and the pavilion over the earthly Jerusalem, Isaiah 4:6. The city is of pure gold, but transparent, the wall of jasper diffusing the light on the earthly city below, and all around. Of the 12 foundations, each representing precious stones, the first is jasper. Then, as to the 12 gates, each one pearl. At each gate, an angel. Over each gate, the name of a tribe, while each foundation is inscribed with the name of an apostle. The tribes are appropriately on the keystones, for salvation is of the Jews, and through them we entered. They, in turn, are built upon the foundation of the apostles and New Testament prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. And thus it comes to pass that all who looked for the city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 11:10, from Abraham, whose children we believing Gentiles are, down to the last martyred saint under the beast's tyranny, are represented here. Page 83. Final Aspect of the Throne. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, going out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of its street and of the river, on this side and on that side, the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, in each month yielding its fruit, and the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. And no curse shall be any more, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name is on their foreheads. And night shall not be any more, and no need of a lamp, and light of the sun, for the Lord God shall shine upon them, and they shall reign to the ages of ages. Only one more aspect was needed to complete the revelation, and that is here given. Let us review what has gone before. First, the judge was brought before us, then the church, for judgment begins at the house of God. Then the thrones were set. The Lamb can alone unfold. The elders alone can estimate. Then came a series of judgments from the throne, dealing with man as man. Then a new series began from the temple, in respect to religious man as such. This ended in the total overthrow of everything irreligious, 1. By the revelation of Christ, 2. By the binding of Satan, 3. By the setting up of a kingdom where man as man and religious man as such should be found under God's king and priest. Both having been displayed, and both having been manifested as existing by the excellence of the king-priest, and not owing to excellence in man, the beauty and excellencies of the king-priest's companions in glory is shown, 1. As to relationship, bride, 2. As to government, throne, which is what this page treats of. All this was to be followed by a never-ending day of God, in a reconstructed heaven and earth. Yet as much as it was not the proper subject of this book, which treats essentially of the revelation of Jesus Christ, but a result springing from it, it is shown in a parenthesis, the bride and throne essentially concluding the revelation of Jesus Christ. Water of life, food of life, both are now found in Christ personally, and whosoever cometh to him now shall never hunger, and whosoever believeth in him now shall never thirst. Not so, then, that gracious, tender, loving heart that beats in a divine man for men, and can be approached by the vilest and most sin-laden penitent, and who waits to be gracious, deferring the day of his glory so that the entire long-suffering may be displayed, will no longer in his person present water and food of life. Out of the throne comes the one, and by the side of the river grows the other. But how, then, can you get at them? Nothing defiled can get into the city where they are. In other words, they are inaccessible there to those for whom now they are free as air. because they can be got at in His person who says, "Come unto me." The blessed inhabitants of the city eat and drink. The very leaves are specific for every need of the nations below. There is no need above, for there is no curse. The throne of God and the Lamb is there. His servants serve Him. His face they see. His name they bear in their foreheads. Night there is none. Artificial or even divinely ordained light is not needed. God is light, and His servants are children of light. In Him is no darkness at all. They once were darkness. Now are they light in the Lord. He once spake in creation, "Let there be light," and He in redemption has become their light. Praise to His name. End of Revelation of Jesus Christ.